from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Some good signs from the Braves. Back-to-back. Kind of was like, this looks kind of familiar here, Andy. They're hitting home runs.
Yeah.
I know they were all solo, but kind of hitting home runs, man. And Chris Sale was good. He got a little trouble later on, couldn't finish out the inning and everything. You saw his whatever, but it looked good. I don't know if it's the Soler effect or whatever you want to call it, but it looks good because they're doing the ultimate thing. They're winning.
Yeah.
They're winning, and they're hitting home runs by doing it. And a guy that is struggling has been hitting the long ball pretty good as of late. Talking about Matt Olson.
Yeah.
And if that's the sign that he is whatever, coming out of a slump or whatever you want to call it, so be it. Not going to believe it. Just going to enjoy it when he does good stuff.
Yeah, that would be the sign of it, though, is if Matt Olson's hitting home runs, because that's what he does.
Yes.
I mean, he's not really going to hit for average. Even in good years, his average tends to be kind of, where it is. But two home runs yesterday. Over the last week, he's hit a number of them. He's catching up to fastballs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the guy that if he's going to be his best, he's going to hit fastballs. He hadn't hit fastballs this year. Why? I don't know. I don't know why Matt Olson would hit 56 home runs or however many damn home runs he hit last year and have 17 at this point this year. But if he gets hot now and has a great final 2 months of the season, and like we talked about yesterday and kind of repeatedly talk about when we talk about the Braves, if he gets hot at the right time, which is at the end of the season and in October, then no one really cares.
No.
Like, he hit 50-plus home runs last year and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. If he hits 30 home runs this year and they win the World Series,
love it.
No one will care what happened in July and June and all that kind of stuff. Also, a lot of Braves fans won't know because they hadn't been able to watch for the last three months. And if you're one of those people who maybe hasn't even really watched a game since May 1st when they went off, right? You've missed a lot. But none of it's been that great, right?
Yeah, you missed nothing.
Like, they've been under 500 since they were off Comcast,
right?
So maybe they could, because they were 19-9 on May 1st. And then all that's happened is, like, Acuna got hurt, nobody can hit, Albies is hurt. You made some trades for some guys that used to be here. There's going to be some elderly people that turn on the game tonight that are convinced that they're going crazy.
Yes.
They're like, wait a minute, is that Jorge Soler?
What the hell's going on?
Where's Ronald Acuna? Is that Luke Jackson with a different number? What's happening? Like, because it's been one of the weirdest 3 months of baseball that we've seen, but that's also what happens every single season. Every season's weird, which is why sports are so great. But, like, if you're one of these people that just kind of checks in on a nightly or semi-nightly basis on TV but doesn't care to go much deeper than that, and tonight's your first night going back now that it's resolved between Bally and Comcast, there's a lot of stuff has happened. A lot of bad stuff has happened.
Yeah, I mean, so, but you look at where they are right now. I mean, the Yankees are doing you a big favor. as, you know, they continue to beat the Phillies and everything like that. And you're winning. And you got the damn Marlins. All right. You got the damn Marlins coming up.
Okay? And they traded everybody.
And they traded every damn body. Don't go down. Is it here? Yeah, you got the Marlins. Don't trick it off against a hard. And they are a bad, bad baseball team, Andy. And just like, you know, where I was talking about, they get rid of all their talent. They kept their talent. They might have, they would be one of the best teams. They kept the talent.
Oh, just like over the last decade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just kept the talent.
Yeah.
And developed the talent.
Why don't they?
And let baseball
people. They don't want to pay them.
They don't want to pay them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But if they kept the lineup, kept the players that they have, I mean, you'd be amazed how good they'd probably be.
Yeah.
Luckily, they won two World Series.
Luckily, they don't, because we've benefited from it.
The league has benefited from the Marlins.
Yeah. Do they still get to do that? Like, do you still get to be like, yeah, they've won two World Series. It's been 20 years.
But they won.
Right? They did.
They won them.
They did. But, I mean, you know, that was ages ago. They did. They won them. But nonetheless, yeah, you got a bad baseball team that hopefully you can capitalize against. You're right. The Phillies got smoked by the Yankees. Thank you to the Yankees. Not something you always say. Jazz Chisholm, by the way, is one of the guys they traded, now on the Yankees, doing awesome.
Yes.
Not surprisingly, but now people will actually get to see him play because he didn't play for them anymore. And you're in a fine spot. You're going to get Max Fried back. You're going to get Ronaldo Lopez back. We talked to Grant earlier in the week. It sounds like Ozzy Albies maybe on a quicker path to return than originally thought. And great. I mean, you know, it's, again, back to the same thing that has sort of been the default. It's true, but the default setting when talking about the Braves this year is, well, as long as you get hot at the right time, then fine. Just go ahead and do it.
When is the right time?
Now, I guess.
Exactly. I guess now. Let's go and get this thing going.
Because, like, every time they suck for a while, like, well, you know, it better to suck now than... Like, yeah. No, I mean, I guess.
I think we're a little bit past that part.
I think it's a really boring thing to say every time the Braves came up, but that's what everyone says every time they talk about them.
I think we're a little bit past that.
It's like, well, you know, October.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we need to get going.
They play 162 of them. We talk about all of them.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, but October, you know, every time. Then what's the point of talking about them?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.